behind the plate. Keegan Coffey at first base. Garrison Tashner is at second. Lucas Ludlum is the shortstop. And Riley Donahue is the third baseman. Davin Edge in left field. Jesse Key in center. And the right fielder is Jonah Vorwald. Here's the Richland Center batting order. Leading off, the center fielder, Brady Dosh. Hitting second, the pitcher, Jacob McDonald. Batting third, Lane Miller, the shortstop. Hitting cleanup, Wes Bosworth at first base. Ethan Gauld at third base will bat fifth. Cole Wassinger hitting sixth at second base. The designated hitter is Logan Peterson, hitting in the seventh slot tonight. Ethan Haney, the catcher, will be hitting eighth. And batting number nine, Brenton Baker. Darius Salazar is playing right field tonight for the Hornets. That's how it goes. Lineup-wise, we'll be back with the first pitch next on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Ferry at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Hi, my name is Ryan Lemke, RCHS co-principal. As a community, we support our high school athletes and want them to be the best on game day. Did you know that one night of binge drinking can diminish 2 weeks of athletic training? 90% of adults who develop an addiction to alcohol started in their teens. You can play a role in their athletic success by encouraging that one choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
We are just past 5 o'clock. Game time here in Platteville. Hope you enjoy it. Brady Dosh, the center fielder, stands in for the Hornets. And here we go. Trenton Mum on the hill, looking down the barrel and ready to roll. From the windup, here's the pitch to Dosh, and it's taken low. One ball and no strikes. Brady off to a good start on the year. In fact, we were with the Hornets a couple of weeks ago, and he had three hits, 3 for 4, in the game against Weston. One ball and no strikes. Mum standing tall on the hill, the right-hander from the windup, and here's the next pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and no strikes. The wind is wicked here at Platteville today. I was thankful to get inside the brick building here to at least be blocked by the wind. Otherwise, I'm not sure you would have heard me at all. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Dosh, and it is 2-1. Also, the threat of some rain on the way over here tonight. We drove through a few sprinkles, but it overall turned out to be a good late afternoon. Looks like we're going to be all right in terms of rain for the game. 2-1, the offering. The pitch is swung on and missed. Two strikes on Brady Dosh. 2-2. Ryan Lemke coaching at third base and Chris Clerken at first for the Hornets staff. Ludlum back in and ready to work. From the windup, here comes the pitch to Brady Dosh. It's fouled straight back as he stays alive. And we'll get it back to the pitcher. Getting set for the action here. Now it looks like there'll be a conference at the mound. The umpire coming over to look at as well. The pitching rubber might be in question right now, so they're making sure that that is tacked down all right. That gives Coach Ryan Lemke a chance to chat with Brady Dosh a little bit. Fans continuing to file in here to the ballpark, Legion Field in Platteville, Wisconsin. It is a beautiful park. 310 down the line, 340 in center field, back around 310 on the right field side. So now they're going to give first base to Brady Dosh. I'm not exactly sure why. There is some discussion. Count is 2-2 to the hitter. So Brady Dosh given first base, I think erroneously, right? Okay, he's going to come back. I think the base umpire must have had the wrong count, because after they worked on the mound and there was discussion, he told Brady Dosh to go to first base. And Brady's like, all right, okay, all right, I'll go. And now they check the count, and it's back and ready. Three balls and two strikes to Brady Dosh. Trenton Mum is set to go. He with the glove up. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, and there is one away. That'll bring up Jacob McDonald, who'll be the opposing pitcher tonight for the Hornets, wearing number 17. He has done a lot of catching here for the Hornets this year, kind of a multi-position guy, first base as well. And now ready to roll against Mum here in the opening inning at Platteville. From the windup, here's Mum's pitch. Changeup is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Hornets with a rare 2-0 start in the Southwest Conference. Looking good here this year. Big old turnaround from last year. And I asked Coach Lemke, big turnaround. He just said, more experience. Pretty young last year. Pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. And another key is learning how to win, because a lot of times you've got, maybe midway through the game, you're looking like gangbusters, but you're unable to finish. One ball and one strike. Mum with the next pitch, ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Jacob McDonald will round and look for the first hit of the ball game. So he will take first. And get ready, Lane Miller now will step to the plate. Miller playing shortstop most of the time when he's not pitching. Number 14 will stand in for the Hornets. Man on, one away, opening inning here in Platteville. Platteville with a busy spot here as well, with JV baseball and softball going on, and varsity softball. Platteville taking on Lancaster today. Here's a chopper on the third base side. That's foul outside the line. And nothing and one to Lane Miller. Wes Bosworth on deck for the Hornets this afternoon. Miller will check back in. Recently signing official his college ideas. Playing in the WEAC next year. McDonald with a lead at first base for the Hornets. He's off. The pitch is down low, and there'll be no throw as McDonald steals second. So the Hornets have a man in scoring position. That was a tough pitch to try and get down to second base there. A return throw. The count changing to 1-1 on Lane Miller. Trenton Mum back to the belt. Here comes the pitch, check swing, and he went around, says the base umpire, and there are two strikes now. One ball and two strikes. Field is in good shape, dirt infield, grass in the outfield. Pretty lush out there to see green grass. Going to see more of that. That reminds me, I got to mow some when I get home one of these days. Here's the pitch, rip. Down the line, in there, down the left field line, and they're going to wave McDonald. No, he's got the brakes on him now, and he hits back to third base as the shortstop, Lucas Ludlam, came up with that ball down the third base line. Hot shot by Miller, and there are two aboard now in the opening inning. Wes Bosworth, the left-handed hitter, will be the Hornets hitter next. So something brewing here right out of the gate for Richland Center. And Bosworth standing in. McDonald at third. Miller at first. Mum to the belt. There's the deal. It hangs outside for a ball. Ethan Gauld in the hitter's circle for the Hornets with one away here in the opening inning. Cam Key with the glove up. Runners lead at first and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. The count even at a ball and a strike. We have called a few good ones here over the years. Platteville used to have a home talent team back in the day. I was here probably been 30 years, but it was here for a playoff game. There's the pitch. strike called on the batter. 1-2. Here at Legion Field, they had a decent team. Remember being down here a couple of times with Casanova and once with Arena in the old Home Talent League. McDonald at third, Miller at first. The pitch bounced towards second. Could be 2-2. The relay is not in time, and a run will score. Jacob McDonald comes in to score. Miller forced at second. Bosworth at first on the fielder's choice. Gets an RBI, and the Hornets lead. That'll bring up the freshman, Ethan Gauld, for the Hornets. Wearing number 25, standing in. My neighbor from two doors down. I claim him. I'm not sure he claims me, but we are good friends. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Good block by the catcher, Cam Key, holding the runner at first base. Bosworth not taking a huge lead off of first. Keegan Coffey playing the bag for Platteville. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch to Gauld, and it is low. 2-0. Cole Wasinger in the hitter's circle for the Hornets. Outfield straight away in all fields. Outfielders may be the most tested today with a wind blowing as it is. Here's the pitch. There's the strike. 2-1 to the batter. Two away in the opening inning. Hornets with one run across. Runner at first base. And here we go. Mom back and ready. Here's the deal. That one is down low, and the count is 3-1. Hornets have a few makeup games. I think Platteville must have more than Richland Center does. I know they were rained out with River Valley. Only a 1-0 record in the conference. 3-1 offering to Gauld. The pitch is taken for a strike. 3-2 now to the battle. Full count offering. Bosworth leads off of first. Probably be off with a pitch. Full count offering from Mum. And here it is. This one is popped up and out of play. First base side. Hits the net and comes back into the field. So they'll come back and do it again. Long first inning for the Hornets. Ethan Gauld is the fifth batter. He's back and ready, and Mum set to work from the stretch. Bosworth off again from first. The pitch bounced toward first. Slow roller picked up. First to the pitcher covering the bag at first will be in time. Ethan Gauld bounces out, and that will do it. A 1-3, or 3-1 put out, I should say. 3-1, and that'll do it. Richland Center scores a run on a couple of hits. There were no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Richland Center 1, Platteville coming up in Southwest Wisconsin Conference Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Bottom of the first inning here at Platteville. Lucas Ludlam, the shortstop, will lead it off, followed by Riley Donahue. He is the third baseman, and Carson Ocknorth is the DH. David Edge will hit in the cleanup spot, then followed by first baseman Keegan Coffey, Jesse Key, the right fielder. Then the seventh hitter is Cam Key, the catcher. Harrison Tashner at second base hits eighth, and Jonah Vorwald, the right fielder, bats number 9. Jacob McDonald on the hill for the Hornets. Ethan Haiti behind the plate. Wes Bosworth at first. Cole Wassinger is playing second. Lane Miller, the third, the shortstop. Ethan Gauld at third. And in the outfield today, Brenton Baker in left. Brady Dosh in center. Darius Salazar in right. The umpire sweeps off the plate, and Lucas Ludlam will stand in for Platteville. He was the player of the year in basketball in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Good athlete. Playing shortstop, laying leadoff here, and we go with McDonald. First pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. 1-0 Richland Center. Bottom of the first here on the road today at Platteville. Tapping the plate and standing back in is the batter. We are getting set. There is the pitch, and that one is called a strike. One ball and one strike. That goes back now to the pitcher, McDonald. Jacob looking for the sign. And here's the pitch. Bouncing ball toward third and cut off by the shortstop, throwing on the run, and they didn't get it. Lane Miller made a very valiant effort there to try and get Ludlam, who's very fast down the line. We saw that in basketball. It'll be an infield hit, and Ludlam showing his speed, so infield single. Ethan Gauld dove at it. It was kind of more on the shortstop's area, and Miller picked it up barehanded, came up firing, and didn't quite get it. So Riley Donahoe will be the batter. Riley playing third base today, and McDonald is set to the belt. And here's the pitch. Outside and back to the screen. Runner takes off. Ludlam will be there at second base on a wild pitch. So Platteville right away will have a runner at second base. Ball comes back now to the pitcher. Taking a look at things is McDonald. Checks the runner at second. The pitch ripped toward right field. In there. That's going to gap all the way to the fence. And this game is going to be tied as Ludlam scores. It is a double for Riley Donahoe. And Platteville evens the score in the bottom of the first inning. Ludlam scores easily. Donahoe at second with the RBI. And it'll be Oppenorth, the batter. Makes his way in. He's the designated hitter hitting for Trenton Mum. Couple of swings, and the batter is ready. Hornets playing close to the bag. Lane Miller is playing near the second base bag, keeping Donahoe a little more honest, and here we go. First pitch to the batter is high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Good start here for Platteville. Couple of hits and a run already. Nobody out. There's the pitch. Fouled off and out of play. One ball and one strike. So Oppenorth is out. Checks the sign with his coach, Coach Knight, on the third base line. Donahoe leading at second base. McDonald to the plate. Curveball is fouled. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Nobody out. Bottom half of the first here in Platteville. Jacob McDonald to the belt. And the pitch. Swing. And a piece of it held on to by Ethan Haiti. So there is one away. Strikeout number one for McDonald on the fastball. And here comes David Edge. Edge, the left fielder, calling time. McDonald is set. Ethan Haiti with a glove up. Runner leads at second base. Here's the pitch. Inside and high. A little chin music there as Edge gets out of the way. One ball and no strikes. Bottom of one here in Platteville. Go-ahead run at second for the Hillman. The pitch ripped down the line. Foul. One ball and one strike. David Edge got on it and pulls it down the line. That wind, I think, has died down a little bit. The sunshine has come out a little bit stronger, but When we arrived here, I swear you could hit a pop-up on the infield that would go out 340 feet away. It was a wicked wind. It's been a windy spring. One ball and one strike from McDonald, looking down the barrel. Ethan Haney with the glove up. Jacob checks the runner at second. And here's the pitch. That one is high. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Lane Miller playing close to the second base bag. McDonald is ready. The pitch, and the batter went around. Tried to hold his swing, and Edge charged with strike two. Two and two now to David Edge. Back in from the right side, McDonald to the belt and to the plate. Swing and a miss. Edge is gone on a curveball from Jacob McDonald. So two straight outs and big ones at that. That'll bring up Keegan Coffey, who is the fifth batter of the inning for Platteville. Coffey, first baseman. Donahoe leading at second. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. McDonald and the Hornets trying to keep this game tied. Platteville needs a two-out success to get that run home. McDonald from the DU. That's a swing and a miss. Ball gets by. Runner going to third base, and he'll be there. So Donahoe to third on a pass ball. That'll make it a one-and-one count. Or is it? No, it was called a strike. That's right. He swung, right? Two strikes on the batter. Here comes the pitch. Bounced in front of the plate. This is trouble. Picked up by the catcher. Haney throws to first with a stretch from Bosworth. They got him. That was close. Donahoe was coming from third base and, of course, kept from scoring them on that play. Good play. Ethan Haney over to Wes Bosworth to end out the Platteville half of inning number one. A run on a couple of hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the second inning here in Platteville, tied at one, each team with one in the opening inning on WRCO, WRCO.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
We go to the second inning. Richland Center will send Cole Wassinger, followed by Logan Peterson and Ethan Haney to the plate. As Platteville continues its warm-ups, throw down to second base now, and the Hornets set to stand in. A run on a couple of hits for both teams in the opening inning. Here is Wassinger. Cole at second base is primary position for Richland Center. He's in for the right-hand side, and here's Trenton Mom looking down the barrel. From the windup, and here comes the pitch. That one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets won a regional championship here some years ago, beating host Platteville Hillman. In fact, I think they may have had to play here a couple of years in a row in the tournament. Pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. That would have been in the early 2010s, I believe. Kind of forget my years after a while, but around that time. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch ripped toward right field, and it is snagged by the second baseman, Garrison Cashner. He timed his leap well, and it helps that he's tall, too. Nice play, and that'll do it for the batter, Cole Wasinger. That's a tough luck at bat right there. Meet it on the head, and you think that you got something going, and you don't. Peterson, the DH for the Hornets, is in. From the windup, Trent Mumm with the pitch. That one is hit high in the air to left center field. Trouble out there with that wind, and Key hauls it in. Jesse Key pulls it in for the second out, and that will bring up Ethan Haiti, the catcher. I remember interviewing Todd Wenkes down here in this booth after that regional championship win for the Hornets. Remember a couple of outstanding plays. I think John Walsh maybe was up here with us. Having a flashback now as we speak. There's the pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Three straight outs for Trenton Mumm and Platteville here in the top of the second inning. Mumm from the windup. Here comes the pitch. That one ripped toward right field, and that one is in there. They won't catch that one as Haiti got a little air underneath it and drops it into the right field gap. Picked up by Vorwald and brought in. So the Hornets with a third hit. And that brings up the left fielder, Brenton Baker. Baker will make his way in. Couple of swings. And now gets ready. Two away, Hornets with that runner at first base. Any old way to try to get him over to second. We'll see if he got the run sign for Haiti. He's got pretty good speed. Leads at first base. Here's the pitch. That one bounced back to the middle, caught by the pitcher. Nice job as he snags it and then underhands it over to Keegan Coffey for the out. Baker just about got one over the mound, but it was not to be. 1-3 put out. We'll do it in the inning for the Hornets. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number two here in Platteville. Platteville 1, Richland Center 1 in Southwest Conference Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Home sweet home. Is it a dream or a reality? When it comes to buying or selling a home, Seifert Realty can help make your dreams come true. At Seifert Realty, it's not just about buying or selling a property or home. It's about understanding your needs, your desires, helping you navigate through the real estate process, making your home sweet home a reality. Seifert Realty. Call 608-604-6039 or log on to KimberlySeifert.exprealty.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Jesse Key will lead it off for Platteville in the bottom of the second inning. He'll be followed by Cam Key and Garrison Tashner. Jacob McDonald on for his second inning of work. Gave up a single and a double and then recorded a couple of strikeouts and got a ground out to end out the inning. Ball goes around the horn and Key will stand in for Platteville. Busy hub of activity. I know there's soccer going on at Platteville High School right now. Baseball and softball here at Legion Park. They've made a lot of improvements here since I've been here. Maybe it's been a couple of years, but got new shelter out there that looks pretty good. Looks like they've got regular activities here from time to time, a regular kind of like a barn and a community center there that they host events. And all of these baseball fields. Here's the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. I presume Platteville has an active Legion baseball program as well. 1-0 count. McDonald with a pitch. Fouled off. Out of play. One ball and one strike to the batter. McDonald throwing some strong stuff here today. And he retrieves the ball and now gets back behind the plate. 1-1. McDonald is set. There's the pitch. That one is called a strike. 1-2 to the hitter. There were some crazy scores last night. And, again, sometimes you attribute it to the wind and conditions. 1-2 offering. McDonald with the pitch. That one is just outside. Didn't miss by much. At River Valley over Middle Point. Game score, 16-15. Wow, for a baseball game. I'm guessing, you know, it was a non-conference game, so chances are maybe both teams threw younger pitchers, and maybe a JV pitcher, but still, that's a lot of runs, and I'm guessing sometimes the wind has something to do with it. Maybe a ball is misplayed, or maybe it's flying out of the ballpark, right, depending on the direction. 2-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. And Key is gone. There is one away. That's 3 strikeouts now for Jacob McDonald. And the batter will be the catcher, Cam Key. I called one year at River Valley that it wasn't quite that high scoring. I believe it was 13-13. And we went, this is before River Valley had lights behind the school. So we went until we couldn't play anymore. And they called it. It was about 34 degrees, too, of course. Check swing and a strike to Key. Nothing in one. Everybody was kind of disappointed. It's like, oh, let's feature it. Finish this one. But comes a safety issue when it gets that dark. Here's a pop foul out of play. 2 strikes now on the batter.
Heads up.
I think they made it up later in the season. And tie ball game, extra innings, and Bobby came back and played one inning, as I remember, and the game was over. Here's a chopper to third, knocked down by Gall. Ethan comes up throwing, and they got him. 2 up, 2 down on a 5-3 putout, and that brings up Garrison Tashner. Garrison making an excellent play at second base, taking away a base hit from Cole Wasinger. The top half of this inning. Now Tashner set to bat. Let's see if Cole can take a hit away from Garrison, fellow second baseman. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Nothing in one to the number 8 hitter. Infield stepping back a couple of paces with 2 away. The 0-1 offering is swung on and fouled off the very tip of the bat. Strike 2. 2-2 to the batter. Jacob McDonald really settling in here now for the Hornets. Looking to retire his 6th batter in a row. There's the pitch. Fouled out of play. Over onto the auxiliary field. I didn't realize that they were able to park cars behind the booth here. Several cars pulled in there. I had to walk from the back 40, but I made it. Nothing in 2 pitch. That one is just off the outside corner. 1-2. Jonah Vorwall, the right fielder, in the hitter's circle. Tashner, the 8th hitter in the order for Platteville. 1-2 from McDonald. And the pitch bounced sharply to third. There's Gall. Ethan comes up. Whips it to first in time. Nice play. Ethan Gall with 2 putouts in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to inning number 3, tied at 1. Richland Center and Platteville, and a good one today in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference from WRCO Sports.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit seatsinc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center. Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
We go to the top of the third inning, and the top of the Richland Center order is due up. Brady Dosh, Jacob McDonald, and Lane Miller. Here's some screaming over on the softball diamond right now. I don't think Henry Bray walked by. Somebody must have scored a run. We have an update on a score. Richland Center soccer girls trailing Dodge Point 6-0. That one with about 16 minutes remaining in the first half. And here is Brady Dosh. Bum from the windup. There's the pitch. Curveball, strike. Nothing and one. Dosh looking for his first hit today. And he'll make his way back in. Nothing and one to the batter. Trenton Mum looking in for the sign from Key. Setup is on the inside corner. And there's the pitch. Ripped toward right field. Over to get it. The second baseman, Tashner. Nice play. Throws the coffee in time. And Brady Dosh is gone. Base hit mid. Taken away on the edge of the right field grass. And Jacob McDonald, who singled and scored last time, will be the batter. He among the Hornet leaders this year. Starting the day pitching as well, Mum is set. From the windup, the pitch. Swing and a miss, nothing and one. Get over those pitching rules in case maybe you've forgotten them. Of course, a 100-pitch limit in a day for a starting pitcher. That came in several years ago now. Nothing and one. The pitch is outside for a ball. One and one. I remember a lot of people being sort of against it at the time, and a lot of people thought it would change the game. And I was a little skeptical, just thinking that there were games where the pitchers could easily finish in 110 or 120. But I think it's worked out pretty well. The chopper is foul outside of third. What I've noticed is there's more pitching then. Teams are forced to develop more pitching talent, giving more athletes the opportunity, and that's what it should be all about. But 76 to 100 pitches in a day, 3 calendar days of rest must be observed. So you'll see some of these conference teams playing on a Monday or Tuesday and then bringing back their number one toward the weekend. Here's a high fly to center field. That's in there, and McDonald is 2 for 2. Jacob rounds first and looks, and he'll hold there with Lane Miller coming up. Lane singled last time. The player pitches 50 to 75 in a day. 2 calendar days of rest must be observed. 31 to 49 in a day. 1 calendar day of rest must be observed. A lot of teams that will do that, they'll bring in a man in relief a couple of days apart. Here comes the pitch. Curveball is a strike. Nothing in one. And 1 to 30 pitches in a day. There's no calendar day of rest required before pitching. You'll see that quite a bit, too. Somebody coming in and finishing an inning here or there. Hornets have using Thomas Hohner that way a little bit. He's had a good year. Nothing in one. Lane Miller with the bat takes a look at his strike. Nothing in two. McDonald holds at first base. There is a pesky fly flying around here. I think maybe it's a little bit chilly for him today. Too bad he doesn't get caught in the wind. Nothing in two. Here comes the pitch. Runner going. It's a ball. Throw to second base, and it's not in time. McDonald had a big jump on that one. Not a bad throw. A lesser runner might have got pegged out. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Lane Miller here in the top of the third inning. Tie ball game. Hornets go ahead chance out there at second base. Bum. Ready. There's the pitch. Dugout foul, third base side. So Miller staying up there, staying afloat. Wes Bosworth in the hitter's circle for the Hornets in the top of the third inning. Time call. Miller is back in. McDonald with a lead. Mom is set. There's the pitch. Change up is called. Strike three. Mom with a curve. Got around the strike zone on the outside corner, and that will do it. The batter will be Wes Bosworth. That is the second strikeout recorded by Trenton Mom. Bosworth had an RBI fielder's choice back in the first. Mum checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. It hangs high. Ball one. Ethan Gall due next for the Hornets. Two away in the top of the third inning. Mum checks the runner at second base. McDonald with a big lead out there. And here's the pitch. Low. He with a good block. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. They'll take the ball back to the pitcher. Mom checking the sign. McDonald leads. Here's the pitch. High and outside. Three balls and no strikes to the batter. 1-1 ball game. Top of three here at Platteville. Sun goes under. It does get a little cooler. Full count, I should say 3-0 pitch, is now 3-1. Bosworth taking all the way. Fortunately, in the Southwest Conference, most teams have enough to play JV simultaneously, and I say that because it's late, it's cool, and the JV try to play. It's a little bit tricky sometimes, especially for parents. Bosworth fouls this one off, and it's three balls and two strikes. Bosworth has been a tough out. It's his place back there on the left-hand side of the plate. McDonald leads at second base for the Hornets. The payoff pitch from Mum. There it is. Low and inside, or is it? No, strike three call. Little curve. The bottom fell out of that one, and Bosworth caught looking. That'll do it. Three strikeouts. Now for Trenton Mum. No runs and a hit for the Hornets. No errors, and McDonald stranded at second base. We go to the bottom of the third inning. 1-1, Platteville and Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy. Choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
In the bottom of the third inning, Jonah Vorwall will lead it off for Platteville, followed by Lucas Ludlum and Riley Donahoe. Jacob McDonald finishing up his warm-up pitches here at Platteville. Vorwall, the last batter to face Jacob for the first time. Again, I never know how to dress. My mother used to try and help me, but anyway, I am ready to probably go to my next level of coats. I brought a couple today. Always travel with every coat I've ever owned in the spring because some days I wear them all at the same time. Vorwald calls time and now stands in. McDonald is ready. His jersey flapping in the breeze as he deals this one outside. One ball and no strikes. I covered softball last night at Ithaca, but talked to Ithaca baseball pitcher Micah Salisbury after the game. Ithaca with a win against Seneca last night, 6-5. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. And Micah pitched five of those innings in the game, and he was saying how hard it is, and it was last night, to pitch. The wind is kind of struck up again here at Platteville. 2-0. The pitch is high, ball three. Not only from a cold standpoint, it's not so much the cold today, but that curveball sometimes gets moved around just a little bit. Three balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch. There is a bullseye, 3-1. The wind is blowing out. So far, it has not affected a ball in play. If the wind is at the pitcher's back, then maybe that's they call that a pitcher's day, but not the case today. 3-1 offering, this one inside, and the batter goes to first base. Ball four, first walk given up by McDonald, and we go back to the top of the order. Lucas Ludlum, who led off with a single, used some of his speed on the base paths and scored so far Platteville's only run. Leadoff man on at first base, the number nine hitter setting the table for the top of the order. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Nothing in one. A pretty deep ballpark here at Platteville, 340 to straightaway center. Brady Dosh outstanding in his field. Back in center field. Here's the pitch. That curveball is high. There's the throw to second. Not in time. Head first slide for Vorwald, and he steals a base. So Platteville has the lead run at second here in the bottom of the third inning. Ludlum will check in with a third base coach. And now get ready. McDonald is in, and now time called by the batter. Ludlum adjusts the cap and stands in. Now, time is called. They're going to take the gloves from Jacob Vorwald and his batting gloves off. Take him to the sideline, and now we're ready. Nothing in one. McDonald checks Vorwald at second. The pitch, swing, and a foul ball off the handles. Strike two. We'll be at Riverdale a little bit later on this week. Chieftains in the SWAL right now in second place. Riverdale softball team scuffling, looking for a first win. Pitch is going to be ripped to left field in there for a base hit. Let's see if Vorwald is waved. They got him going from third. Throw coming on from the outfield, and it's close but not in time. Vorwald scores, and Platteville leads. Ludlum is 2-for-2. He gets a solid RBI single, and the Hillmen take the lead. That'll bring up Riley Donahoe, who doubled to knock in a run last time. Ludlum standing at first, getting the sliding gloves on. Wes Bosworth playing the bag. Still nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. McDonald looking in for the target from Ethan Haiti. And here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one. Donahoe lacing one to the outfield last time. It got him a gap. Hornets playing a little bit closer to that right center field gap this time. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Runner going. It's a ball, and it scoots off the catcher's glove. It'll be an easy take of second base for Ludlum. I mentioned Lucas in basketball was the player of the year. And the big thing, talking to Coach Mike Hoosier, the Platteville boys basketball coach, talking about his speed and I saw the first game this year between the Hornets and Platteville. I saw what he meant. This one's down low for a ball. And I've seen other players like that before where you swear they have a twin. It's like, how do they get down the court so fast? I just saw them at this end of the court. 2-1 offering the pitch down low. Ball is blocked by Haiti. McDonald making Ethan work behind the plate. The count is 3-1 now. Ethan keeping the runner over there at second base. So Donahoe gets the lead. McDonald checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul ball out of play over on the first base side. So that'll go to strike two on Riley Donahoe. Hornets looking for that first out here in the third inning. Time called for a moment. New baseball out. Full count offering on Donahoe from Jacob McDonald. 80 with the glove up. Runner leads at second. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's a big out. One away. Donahoe retired. That's four strikeouts for Jacob McDonald. And Carson Upnorth comes in. He was a strikeout victim last time. He's the DH. Ludlum leads from second. McDonald ready. There's the pitch. And that one is high. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Mike Foley, the AD here at Platteville, former Richland Center athletic director. Does a good job down here. Pitch, swing, and a miss. And it's 1-1. Always good to know somebody, you know. Most of the time. Ludlum leads from second. 1-1. The offering from McDonald. The pitch inside. Count goes to 2-1. Just glad that the rain threat went away. That's always a bummer. Hornets with a one-hour trip come down here and get canceled or postponed. 2-1 offering. There's a swinging strike. And it's two balls and two strikes. I've only had that once this year. We were at Dodgeville and began pouring right at game time. The same night, Richland Center was home against Lancaster and got rained out. 2-2 pitch, ripped in the air to right center. It's deep. Dosh is back. He's got it. Ludlum tags, but he won't go as Brady comes in with a good throw. And there are two away now. The hitter, David Edge. Edge, a strikeout victim, back in the first inning against McDonald. Bottom of the third here at Platteville. 2-1, Hillman in the lead. Ludlum with that RBI single earlier in the inning. Leads at second base. The pitch. Curve is inside for a ball. Edge trying to bring him around. McDonald trying to get around and make it count here against a tough hitter. Cleanup man, swing and a miss by the batter. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Edge is back in. McDonald is set. Checks the runner at second. And the pitch dug out, bounced toward third. There is Gauld and can't come up with it. The runner is going to move to third base. Runner at first base. And so there are two aboard. With two away, and the hitter will be Keegan Coffey. Coffey bounced one last time on the infield. A short bouncer played by the catcher. 80 given the sign to the infielders. Sure, there's possible aspirations of stealing a base from first to second for Platteville with a runner at third. Again, two away in the bottom of the inning. McDonald to the belt. There's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Here's some music in the background. Must be between innings on the softball diamond. One ball, no strikes. The pitch is going to be taken for a strike. Throw down to the shortstop covering. They're trying to juke the runner off of third, and it doesn't work. Ludlum stays put at third. It's a stolen base for David Edge at second base. So two on in scoring position now with two away for Platteville. Coffey trying to bring him around now that they've set the table. Here's the pitch. Change up, swung out and missed. Couple of strikes on the batter. Let's see. No, 2-1 is what they're showing. So two balls and a strike on Coffey. McDonald back to the belt. Here's the pitch. That one hangs high, 3-1. Well, there's a space for him at first base. Jesse Key due next for Platteville in the third. Ludlum leads from third. Edge from second. McDonald delivers. There's a strike. Count is full up now, I think. 3-2. So the umpire checking the count again. Now, got the same count that they have on the base paths at 3-2. And Platteville was saying it was 3-1. Now, what is it? 2-2? All right. Now time is called. The umpires are going to check within each other. And now you're going to walk and talk about it. So right now they're calling the batter out on a strikeout. And so the umpire talking it over with Coach Knight. Hornets run to the dugout like the inning is over. Everybody's confused here at Platteville. So the count is in question. They say it is strike three. The Hillmen have not moved. They've got runners at second and third, and they're just standing there. The Hornets have gone to the dugout here at the, we're presuming, end of the third inning. But the discussion will continue for a little while. Coach Knight comes back to talk it over with the plate umpire. And we had the count as 2-2. So I guess we would be right with what Platteville is saying. Umpires are saying that was strike three to the hitter. And now Coach Ryan Lemke is out in the discussion. You need the Fox Cam or something to do a review here. So they haven't asked us, and that's a good thing. I was in a position once where I got booed because I gave them the count that I had. Not that I'm always right, and may have been wrong that night, but they turned around and asked, what do you have for a count? And I said it. And then half the fans said, yeah, that's right. The other half said, boo. Hey, man, sorry. Just doing what I was asked here. So the discussion continues. Platteville remains with runners at second and third. It's turning out to be a long ball game. We're not even into the end of the third inning, and we're facing an hour into the ball game. So the discussion will continue. Standing at the plate is Keegan Coffey of the Hillmen. And Ryan Lemke is saying, hey, the base umpire said that was third strike, and he took his guys off the field. Platteville stays on the field with runners at second and third, and the discussion continues. So I think the count will go in, I shouldn't say in Platteville's favor, but they will win the argument. So the Hornets head back to the field. And again, here in the booth, we did not have that as strike three, but that was what was called. At least the base umpire, I think, was the one that told the Hornets that was strike three and to go in. So the runners are back at second and third, and the Hornets fielders are coming back. There are still two outs in this long third inning. Ethan Hady, I think he had to get all of his catching gear back on. So he is back. McDonald starts to warm up. Throws one back to the screen there. That one got away. Kind of like a Bull Durham pitch or something, trying to get the mascot. All right, that one looks a lot better. Given a couple of warm-ups after the Hornets